Good evening with a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. The Utility Regulation and Competition Office, URCO, commonly referred to as OFREG, has released a new regulatory statement and consumer guidance outlining what the law already allows when it comes to solar and battery systems. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
URCO says the statement creates no new rights, no new rules, and no new requirements. Instead, it explains how existing law already covers so-called behind-the-meter systems. Those are solar panels and battery storage you use at home without sending any power back to the electricity grid. The goal? To clear up confusion so that everyone knows where they stand. Here's what it means for you. If you want to install solar panels or batteries just to power your own home or business, and you are not feeding electricity back into the grid, you can. It's legal. There is no need to sign up for an export and credit program like the one offered through CUC. URCO Interim CEO Sanjay Miles says consumers deserve to know the rights they already have under the law. And he says self-consumption and energy efficiency are key pieces of a cleaner, more resilient energy future for Cayman. If you're worried about inspections, well, URCO says inspectors actually have a pretty limited role. They are only there to check that your system meets safety and technical standards. They are not there to block lawful self-consumption or pile on extra requirements. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. URCO says the guidance fits right with Cayman's green goals. Less fuel burned, lower energy demand, and a stronger, more reliable power supply. The office says that it's all a part of being a regulator that listens, clears up confusions, and helps move Cayman towards a cleaner future. Cayman unemployment appears to be moving from a short-term issue to a long-term one, according to a report from the Economics and Statistics Office. More now from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
According to the newly published Cayman Islands Labor Market Review 2016 through 2025, the population grew by 47.6%. just under 5% per year between 2016 and 2025. The report says this was propelled by, quote, strong economic growth of more than 55%. And since 2016, work permits have grown by almost 72%, reaching more than 37,000 by last year. Overall, unemployment averaged 3.7% during the period. The report says Caymanian unemployment averaged 1,277 at a rate of 5.9%. The ESO report says some jobless individuals, quote, haven't actually looked for work recently. Between 2023 and 2025, over half of those unemployed were out of work for 12 months or more. That's considered long term. The number of Caymanians unemployed for less than 12 months fell, while those unemployed longer went up, with figures showing that short-term unemployment, quote, often leads to long-term unemployment. I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. Moving to crime, police are investigating an armed robbery at a home off of Soundway. Officers say two masked men armed with what appeared to be handguns forced their way into the residence shortly before 10 p.m. on Saturday night. It's reported they robbed the complainants of a quantity of cash and jewelry and then fled on foot. No shots were fired during the incident. One suspect is described as tall, heavy-set, and of dark complexion with low-cut hair. The second is described as tall, of medium build and light complexion with short braids or dreadlocks. Both men were wearing long-sleeve shirts, black pants, and black shoes. The Georgetown CID is investigating, and anyone with information or who saw anything suspicious is asked to contact 949-4222, the RCIP's confidential tip line at 949-7777, or to submit an anonymous tip online or through Cayman Crime Stoppers. To the courts, a grand court trial is underway for Adrian George Gordon, who's charged with rape and assault causing actual bodily harm. He denies the allegation, which relate to an incident in October 2024 at a residence in Georgetown. The trial opened earlier today before a jury of seven and is expected to conclude before the end of the week. The complainant gave her testimony recounting how she met the defendant and how the alleged altercation unfolded. Crown Prosecutor Ben Brown is bringing the case, while Mr. Gordon is represented by Kelly's Law and Brady's attorney. To protect the identity of the complainant, no identifying details are being reported. A Cayman Brac duo has been granted bail despite Crown objections after appearing in the summary court earlier this month. Jared Dwight Scott and Amanda Kaylee Jacobs faced charges stretching from 2019 to 2026, including assaulting police, drug possession, disorderly conduct, and repeatedly failing to surrender to custody or to provide a specimen. Ms. Jacobs pled guilty to several of the charges, including multiple failures to surrender and being a drunk and disorderly person. Mr. Scott admitting to possessing ganja, drugs utensils, and failing to provide a sample. Both will return to court for sentencing on the 30th of July. Ms. Jacobs will undergo a pre-sentencing assessment for a report, and bail conditions include electronic monitoring, curfew, reporting requirements, and random drug testing. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Cayman's growing contribution to marine conservation, biodiversity protection, and sustainable development are highlighted during a week of engagements in the United Kingdom.
This visit provided an important opportunity to share our experiences, learn from others, and also strengthen partnerships that support our long-term environmental goals. Whether discussing ocean conservation, biodiversity protection, or modern waste management systems, the common theme was the importance of practical, evidence-based solutions.
Environment Minister the Honourable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes tells Radio Cayman the recent visit underscored the role of small island nations in overseas territories and how they play in advancing environmental stewardship, scientific research, and practical conservation solutions. A key focus of the visit was the UK's government Blue Belt program. The delegation participated in events marking the program's 10th anniversary and joined discussions examining the next decade of global ocean protection, marine governance, and scientific collaboration. In other local news, HIV Testing Week 2026 runs from today through the 26th of June, with the Health Services Authority partnering with Cayman AIDS Foundation and the Red Cross to offer free and confidential testing across Grand Cayman. The campaign focuses on reaching vulnerable groups, increasing awareness, and reducing stigma. Officials say early diagnosis allows HIV to be managed effectively. Testing locations and times are available through the HSA and partner organizations.
The Water Authority's mandate is to ensure that everyone on every island has access to clean, affordable water.
The Water Authority completes initial works for a site-specific hydrogeological survey of the sister islands. Two pilot wells were drilled on the Brac Bluff back in February, and another was drilled on the site for Little Cayman Waterworks in April. Utility Director Dr. Jalia Frederick Van Genderen tells Radio Cayman samples from all three wells are currently testing to determine the viability and design of wells for new reverse osmosis treatment plants.
We are particularly encouraged by what this work potentially means for Little Cayman residents, and we look forward to receiving the results from the pilot wells later this year as we move closer to making that vision reality.
She says the hydrogeological survey is a major step towards a new waterworks facility for Cayman Brac and setting a, quote, permanent, reliable, and affordable water supply for Little Cayman. The lab results are expected later this year. Finally, the Department of Environment sees a, quote, significant milestone for local shark conservation with the deployment of the first birth alert tag in a pregnant Caribbean reef shark. Since the start of the field work in April, the shark research team with Oregon State University's Coastal Oregon Marine and Experimental Station has captured and examined a number of Caribbean reef sharks.
Over the summer, we urge the public to please look out for both baby sharks and also large females who might look for a safe place to give birth in the shallows along the coastline.
On the 5th of June, the shark research team secured a large female and, using a portable veterinary ultrasound, identified three large pups inside her uterus. Shark expert Dr. Joanna Kohler tells Radio Cayman it's the first time the DOE has confirmed a pregnancy using ultrasound.
It is a major step forward in understanding the reproductive ecology in local sharks because the technology that we use helps us to identify pregnancy stages, litter sizes, and pupping areas. And ultimately, this will lead to evidence-based management decisions to better protect our coastal sharks.
The birth alert tag is in the shark's uterus, where it will stay inactive among the pups until the time of birth, after which it will float to the surface to give science the exact time and location of the birth via satellite.
From the limited evidence collected over the previous years, we believe Cayman's 6 coastal shark species, the Caribbean reef shark, nurse shark, blacktip shark, lemon shark, hammerheads, and tiger shark, on rare occasions, likely give birth between May and September. This current project will help us narrow it down for each species.
The project is founded by the UK government through the Darwin Plus and Cayman Islands Brewery through the sales of White Tip Lager. Report your baby shark sightings or any other shark sightings, including injuries and deaths, via emails at sharks@gov.ky. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Monday.